I'm Lauren, and I'm going to do the talk today. This Sunday, we come to the close of our first month of the year focus on introducing the 10 ox herding pictures from the Zen tradition. And last week, Tawari showed us a video of a version of the pictures created by the Korean Zen Center. That video evoked a lot of responses in us here last Sunday, and also when Tawari showed it again at the Monday night set. So we're really embarking on a kind of a different journey this year. Today, I won't be showing a video. And I won't be starting with the first picture that we're going to do next week. So today, Tawari advised me that I should do, and this is a quote, a really short teaching. No, she said a really small teaching. That's what she said, a really small teaching, because she reminded me we're transferring a lot of the teaching role to the Sangha. We're going to discover together, rather than relying so much on the commentary and interpretations of the teachers. We're each going to be teachers. We're each the experts of our own experience. And this year, as we study the ox herding pictures, I just have to pause a minute to let somebody in. So where was I? Yeah, we're going to build confidence in our practice of turning toward our struggles, our doubts, and our confusions. We're going to use the pictures to help us look within to find our true self and the true contentment of being with what is. All the while, we're going to have a lot of opportunity to share our insights with each other and be Kalyanamitta, or spiritual friends to each other. It's said in the suttas that there are 84,000 Dhamma doors to awakening. Now that's a metaphor, but it just helps us realize that there are many truths and we each have an angle on those truths, and they might not all be the same, but we get to appreciate each other and each other's experience and learn from it. By being open and receptive and cultivating a don't know mind, we will have many chances to learn from the pictures, the verses, and from each other. While I've been thinking about the noble search that the ox herding pictures depict, I've been reading a book, Mindful of Race by Ruth King. And in her chapter on social harmony, she quotes Eckhart Tolle. He says, "Ultimately, you are not a person, but a focal point where the universe is becoming conscious of itself." That quote gives me a lot of hope. For me, the spiritual path has to do with becoming more and more conscious. And I thought, as each of us individually becomes more conscious, we're contributing to the consciousness of the whole. And I think that makes me feel good. I certainly know, and I don't think I'm just speaking for myself, that every time I gather in Sangha, whether it's Sangha of two or a Sangha of many, I'm enriched. And I'm enriched when I share and then think to myself, wow, I didn't know I knew that. And I'm truly inspired when I listen to someone else share who has the courage to let their vulnerability show and share something that is deeply true to them. I feel the connection and I think we're all so human. When we practice with the ox herding pictures, we're going to use the right brain and intuitive thinking a lot because we're dealing with metaphors and imagery and the heart. This is not so much a linear left brain process. Along the way, it will help to loosen our grip on the comparing mind, the judging mind. we want to remember that one of the aspirations of this path is getting closer to the true self within. And self-doubt is a hindrance to that. We want to cultivate an attitude of trust and faith this year. We're going to practice a process for responding to the oxhurting pictures today that we will use more during the coming weeks. We'll start together as a whole group, reflecting in silence. And then you'll have the opportunity to get into breakout groups and share your responses. After that, we'll come back into the large group and share out. To get started today, we will use a poem and reflections on our own experience so far with our spiritual journey. As I've been getting to know the oxhurting pictures, some lines and some images from a few poems have come to me, and I chose one of these poems to share with you today. This is another thing we're going to encourage, and that is for all of us to pay attention to the associations that pop up for us in connection to these oxhurting pictures. These can be in forms of art, like music or visual arts or dance, literature, poetry, or our own writing and creations. And I think as well as maybe dreams or memories. We have planned to have a time each month when we can share these. Before I read the poem to you, I want to give you some time to reflect on your own spiritual journey so far, the big picture of your own noble search at this moment in your life. It's always good to start where we are. What does the journey feel like to you? So we're just going to take a moment to reflect, all of us silently, in our own way. It's always good. Let's see. So, yeah, what does the journey feel like to you? So notice a word or an image or a sensation that just pops up as you think about my spiritual journey. Just let the word settle in you. And is there a phrase or an image or a sensation? I'm going to pause now and just see, let you see what comes up for you. Another way you can think about your spiritual journey is to think about how it began, if you can remember. I'll share a memory I have. When I was about 6 years old, my parents were looking for a new house. And as a family, we would visit different houses. I found this very interesting, and I definitely wanted to move into some of the houses we visited that I thought were nicer than our house. I thought maybe if we moved into one of these nicer houses, my parents would not argue so much. Maybe in the new house, our family would be a more happy family. I really wanted that. But then that thinking started to lead to more thinking. And I thought about the new house and imagined how wonderful it would be. And then I thought about the next new house and how even better that one would be. And the next new house. And I began feeling pretty uneasy. And I went to my mother and I said, "Do we just keep moving into new houses on and on forever?" And my mother said, "No." And I had not expected the rest of her answer. She said, "We do that for a while, and then after many years, our life ends and we die." Oh. I remember just kind of, oh, I hadn't expected that. My grandfather had died the year before, and I knew he died, but I didn't really think I died. I know there was more to that conversation, but I just remember that as a turning point. And I remember the feeling of unsatisfactoriness, kind of, and it made me ask the question, what's the meaning of life? You know, why am I here? And it seemed pretty meaningless to me to move from house to house to the next with nothing being enough. I kind of felt that. The question I was asking was, where can I find true contentment? Is that possible? Well, my journey's been a long and winding road, but for me, there is a connection between that early memory and the path I'm on right now. And so one of the things you might want to reflect on is how your journey began and connect with the you at that moment. What feeling do you remember having at the beginning of your journey? I'll give you time to think about that. I know with mine, a feeling that comes up for me is disenchantment, disillusionment. There is no happily ever after. And I'm still learning that on this path. Another thing you might want to reflect on is, what is the shape of your path? How does it flow? Is it linear, like a staircase of stages moving upward closer and closer to the goal? Is it spiraling in cycles that circle back at deeper and deeper layers? Does it zigzag back and forth, come to dead ends, make you turns, repeat itself? Let's just pause for a moment and see right now how your path feels, what it's been like. And finally, you might reflect on where you're headed. What's calling you? Different teachers have said that in the Oxherding pictures, the ox represents enlightenment or liberation, awareness, the true self. A lot of times it may just feel like we want to fix something or have it go away. That's what's calling us. Let's just get it out of here. Let's just get it fixed. Or I don't want to do this anymore. It's the same thing over and over again. So what are you seeking in this moment or in your lifetime? Either one. What are you getting closer to as you walk the path? In summary, we're looking at our spiritual journey, our own noble search, and you can choose any of these aspects to share about. The big picture from the vantage point of this moment, your path, or how your journey began, or how the path flows, what's its shape, or what's calling to you, where are you headed, or you can share a response to the poem that I'm going to read right now, and then we'll break out into breakout groups, and I'll give you a good amount of time to talk. You can really talk about anything that you've come to be thinking and reflecting on so far this month regarding the ox herding pictures. But I'm suggesting that you connect it to your own experience of your own journey so far. So this is the poem I'm going to share, The Way It Is by William Stafford. There's a thread you follow. It goes among things that change, but it doesn't change. People wonder about what you're pursuing. You have to explain about the thread, but it is hard for others to see. While you hold it, you can't get lost. Tragedies happen, people get hurt or die, and you suffer and get old. Nothing you do can stop time's unfolding. You don't ever let go of the thread. So I'll put you into breakout groups now, and those of you who need to leave can take this opportunity to say goodbye. Okay, looks like everyone is back. Almost everybody. So I didn't realize I'd made such large groups. So I gave you some more time. I don't know if it was too much time or not, but this is a time when you can share out something that maybe you talked about in your group or anything else you'd like to share with the whole group. You can unmute yourself. Sean and Bruce, can you unmute yourself? Yeah.
Hi, everybody. Well, that was just a really beautiful experience of sharing in a really deep way with everyone in our little group. And I just feel so much closer to everyone in our group. It was very intimate. Yeah. Thank you.
Excellent questions.
Yeah, great questions.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear. That's what it seems like this first month has kind of opened us up in that direction. So it's really heartening. Thanks for sharing that, Sean.
Hi, everybody. Thank you, Lauren, for this beautiful exercise. I found it also very moving and made everybody instantly closer. And I also feel much closer to myself again, because I think that when I get lost in the details of life, and sometimes they're hard, difficult, I forget my path. I lose that sort of visceral feeling of being on the path, which for me, it's very visceral. And this has brought me back to that. I think it's really important to tell, to remember our stories and how we got here and the journey. It's so important because that's what it's about. It's about that. And so I just wanted to say thank you. And it was a really beautiful exercise, and it's making me look more forward to this year. I'm very curious and excited about it. So,
thank you, Leah.
Thank you.
Did someone else say something? Okay. Who else is out there? I'd like to add to our common good.
Peter has his hand.
Oh, Peter, sorry.
Go ahead. Hey there, Unko. Yeah, this is just wonderful. I just hearing people share their stories, their spiritual journey. all kinds of connections were made, and it's just so human and wonderful. And Lauren, I just got to say that the story you told of the visiting the houses to buy, talking to your mother, was really powerful. So this was really this whole discussion has been really awesome. I felt like it brought us close. Thank you.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. You know, it's kind of, I remember when I thought, should I share this? It's kind of a funky little story, but it meant something to me. And that's what we have to connect with, you know, turn to your true self. So that's what we're supposed to be doing, I think. Suze.
I loved how you are inviting us into this year where we're going to be creating the content of the teachings and sharing, and that we're the experts of our own path. And I agree about building the Sangha, and I felt so close to everyone. And there are, you know, there are similarities and differences, and then and yet the importance of the practice was the consistent message, you know. So, and thank you for once again sharing that beautiful William Stafford poem. So just wanted to add my appreciation.
Thank you. Yes, when I was thinking of the path, the word thread came up. That's what led me to that. There's a thread in this. There's a thread. It's not like a big thick rope, but it's this thread. Still asking that question. What is that thread? But it's a good question to ask. So we still have some time if anybody else wants to share anything. Lillian and Nikhil.
Thanks. I think something that I noticed in our group was just the different interpretations or resonances of the word spirituality. And I thought that was interesting and cool, how each of us comes from different backgrounds and maybe are on slightly different paths, but we have this in common. So I thought our discussion was really great.
Interesting. Yeah, the spiritual. I was having trouble what to name it. Is this a path? Is it a journey? You know, what's the one the Buddha uses? The noble search. And it's kind of interesting just to see the different ways to frame it. Lyndall.
I appreciated this exercise so much. Thank you so much for this. And one of the things that I've been thinking about is it's the perfect introduction to the rest of the year, because these questions that you brought up, I know that we're going to be thinking about these things, talking about these things, working with these all through the coming months. So it's sort of like just getting us started, you know, the tip of the iceberg, and we're going to be going deeper and deeper. And so thank you so much. It's just the perfect way to end this month and get ready to begin next month. So thanks.
Thank you. I was thinking, because I was a teacher and we always tried to connect kids with where they were when they started on something. And so I thought, yeah, how do we see our path right now, each of us, before we get into the, you know, the archetype. So mm-hmm. I'm really glad that people, you know, well, all of us who have put together all the LDLs that were formulating this with Tweri, we all had this idea. You know, we're all thinking we want everyone to contribute their own from their own experience and not have it so teacher led. So it sounds like so far it's a good direction to go in. Kelby.
I just wanted to say that recounting my own spiritual journey and hearing everyone else's, I realized, I said this in my group, but I grew up Christian and I was forced to go to church growing up, and I did not like it, to put it nicely. And now I like look forward to these Sundays every week. And it's like, what a change. Like, I look forward to seeing all of you. Like, I love this group. And I'm just so grateful that I've gotten to this point.